Quiet Mind, Day 75, Pain Body Unplugged, When Misery Feeds on Misery, and How to Stop Being Its Buffet. If you've ever met someone whose very presence makes your skin crawl or raises your blood pressure, congratulations, you've likely encountered an active pain body. It's not always about what they say or do. Sometimes it's just the invisible emotional storm they're carrying that makes you instinctively want to bolt or start a fight. Why? Because your own pain body might be perking up in response, recognizing a familiar signal. Pain attracts pain like magnets attract metal shavings. Unsurprisingly, people with dense pain bodies often find themselves embroiled in conflict. Even when they're not trying to start anything, their unspoken energy does the heavy lifting. It takes a seriously grounded person to not react to that kind of emotional static. But if you can stay present, really present, you might actually interrupt their pain body cycle. You might even spark a moment of clarity in them. That's exactly what happened with Shandel, a neighbor who barged in one night in a storm of panic and papers. She was ready to wage war over property fees, but I did nothing. Literally, I just sat, listened, didn't react, didn't feed her emotional fire. 10 minutes later, her inner hurricane dissolved into stillness. This isn't important, is it? She asked, and she slept better that night than she had in years. Presence had opened a window where her pain body had slammed a door. See, pain bodies can be hyper-specific. For some, money is the trigger. Others erupt over lateness, perceived rejection, or power dynamics in relationships. Childhood wounds write the script, and adulthood replays the drama. A woman abused by her father might be drawn to men who feel familiar, who promise to serve the same emotional pain her body recognizes as home. That ache, it might even feel like love. Or take the man who never received love from his mother. He grew into someone who chased women with relentless need, seducing to soothe his old wounds. But when the relationship became real, or when he got rejected, anger would take over and destroy everything. That was his pain body running the show, not him. Recognizing your pain body when it rises is half the battle. Knowing your usual triggers lets you catch it before it hijacks your thoughts and turns them toxic. When something sets you off and you feel that familiar emotional surge, take a breath, name it. That triggered my pain body. Say it to your partner. Make an agreement to name it when it happens. That naming creates just enough space to break the spell. Every moment you shine awareness on your pain body, part of it dissolves. The rest slinks away and waits for your guard to drop. After a few drinks during a heated movie, or when irritation creeps in unnoticed, that's its window. It thrives in your unconsciousness and dies in your light. Yes, pain bodies seem like monstrous obstacles to awakening. They create chaos in relationships, distort thinking, stress the body, and sabotage peace. But they also serve a twisted purpose. They push you to your breaking point. Eventually, the suffering becomes unbearable, and when you can't stand to be you anymore, something deeper wakes up. The pain body becomes your teacher, your rude spiritual alarm clock. And here's the good news. You don't have to hit rock bottom anymore to wake up. Thanks to the wave of awareness rising across the planet, people are beginning to choose presence before pain makes the choice for them. They're stepping out of old thought loops, surrendering resistance and reconnecting to the stillness beneath the chaos. This next step in human evolution isn't automatic. It's a choice, and the one making that choice isn't your ego, your pain body, or your past. It's the awareness beneath it all. It's you, consciousness waking up to itself.